What does Christmas feel like? The warmth of home, the joy of surprise, the magic of connection. Christmas cheer is a powerful tool your business can tap into through thoughtful gifting. Giving an M&S gift card unlocks magical moments for colleagues and clients and delivers meaningful impact for your business. With an M&S gift card, your recipients can choose from a huge range of gifts available over 700 high street stores or on the M&S app, from our famous food and drink to on.com. Or click on the link in our description. Welcome to the In Conversation podcast with Business Matters with me, Richard Alvin, where we bring you exclusive interviews with industry leaders. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Ben Reed. Ben is the founder of Redeployable, a platform aimed at simplifying the journey, coming out of the military and entering into fulfilling careers. As a former British Army soldier himself, Reed could see that there was a problem leaving the army that can be confusing and unclear. So after serving in the army for 12 years, Reed embarked on a mission to improve the transition process for military personnel. He recognised there was a real lack of support, of clear guidance about where to go next, leading to widespread veteran unemployment. Veterans have the potential to be excellent employees, and they're highly skilled and driven. Combine this with a skills gap that lots of tech-based companies are facing, and there's a clear solution to get more vets and service leavers into great careers. Redeployable was born out of Reed's desire to provide a comprehensive support network for veterans, connecting them with the resources, opportunities, and guidance they need to successfully transition into civilian life. The platform offers a range of services, including job placements, training programs, and mentorship. With his deep understanding of the military community and the struggles they face, Reed has been able to develop and implement innovative solutions that make real differences in the lives of veterans. And his work has been recognised and supported by various organisations. Hi, Ben. So what actually inspired you to create Redeployable?
Hi, Richard. It was born out of my experience leaving the forces. So I'm from, we've got four siblings in total, three of which joined the forces, joined the British Army. My brother left and got into tech. So I got a bit of guidance as I was getting out of the forces, out of the army. I got the guidance from my brother to look at tech, to understand a bit more about tech and also sales in particular, which I had a preconception that sales was, you know, trying to flog products. I had experience with car salesmen, and not saying they're all bad, double glazed window salesmen and those types of people. So I had this preconception what sales was all about. But my brother gave me that advice and helped me transition out of the forces in a really good way. And what I discovered as I progressed in my career is that a lot of people didn't have the same, they weren't as lucky as me, they didn't have that same guidance. And there was a lot of opportunity out there for people with our skill set. So I just felt like it needed to be done. So I decided to, you know, quit my relatively well-paid job in London to start my own business.
What were you doing in London?
I was a head of sales for a software company.
Okay.
I went to a company called Recall when I first got out of the forces. I was there for 18 months, always with a view to get into software sales. And my brother was in software sales, so he told me all about it. At that point in my life, I was looking for a bit more financial freedom. You don't join the forces to get rich. So I wanted more money. I was searching for a job that could fulfill my want to get a better house down south. So I moved into software and then progressed as more of like a global software company down to more of the startup world, which gave me a bit of a bug, you know.
So if we focus on sort of Redeployable, how do you actually support military personnel as they transition from military to civvy street?
Yeah, it's a really good question. There are a number of things. We try and break them up into three specific categories: educate, engage, and then match. I think you got to take a step back and understand it from a veteran's point of view, a service leaver's point of view. When you leave the forces, you don't give a month's notice, you give 12 months' notice, which is obviously unusual in any other profession. So that gives you 12 months to really try and figure out where you fit into the world. So, you know, anything from CV advice, I'd never interviewed with an organization that isn't the forces, and that wasn't a traditional interview with the forces. So it's anything from CV advice, interview prep, to understanding how your specific skill set translates into the civilian world as well. So what different types of industries, different type of functions. It's quite a difficult period for people getting out, because there's a long time, they can't apply for roles, they need to try and figure things out, they need to try and network the right types of industries and people within them. So we support people from that starting point you know, through education, through mentorship, to help them understand how their skills translate, all the way up to the point of where they're looking at the engage and match piece. They're engaging with employers that we work with, and they're looking to match to specific roles based on their interests, preferences, skill sets. We do that through people, and we do that through technology as well.
Are there unique challenges veterans and military personnel actually face as they exit military life?
Are there unique challenges that they face? I think they are unique challenges in a sense that, you know, you're going from this mission-driven organization. It's not about yourself. It's about the team. It's about, you know, something that's a bit more of like a higher purpose. And you're going to fend for yourself, right? Like, the corporate world is very different than the military world. So I'd say it is, you know, unique in the sense that you're not just transitioning to a new career, you're transitioning your life, your community, your family, where you live. There are so many different things to consider as well. And I think all of those factors make it difficult for some people to make that move. So I'd say, yeah, it is definitely unique.
Can you share with our listeners any sort of anecdotes or success stories or testimonials from veterans that you've actually helped so far?
Yeah, 100%. So I'd say to the listeners, don't think of it like if you said somebody was in tech. Now, if you consider all the people within a tech business, they're very different. You know, you've got salespeople, customer success, who look after customers, developers who, you know, might not be as kind of personable with customers, but they're very, very smart in terms of how they develop. I'm a bit of a stereotype there, but what I'm trying to get at is there are lots of different types of people within tech. I'd say to the military community, your listeners about the military community is that they're all different types of people. So you've got pilots, you've got doctors, I was an aircraft engineer. My brother was in the artillery. My sister was Royal Engineers. So there's lots of different types of people, and they don't just transition into one type of thing. So to give you some examples, you know, there's an amazing lady called Laura Clark, who's now a business development manager at an amazing company called Grace, to Thomas Bennett, who works for a Canadian software company, and he was an aircraft engineer at part of my life. So each individual has a different family background, economic background. They've been through different training. They've had different operational tours, they've different ranks. So they've got lots of different skill sets. Although they're all veterans, they're very different. So the way we try to help them is to understand them as individuals and then match them to the right types of industries and roles within it. But I mean, those are just two. There are plenty of people out there.
What's the sort of main barriers or misconceptions that exist around the process for transitioning for veterans?
I think it's twofold. You've got to think of it from the candidate, the veteran's perspective, and the employer's perspective. From an employer's perspective, I can understand the challenge. So you've obviously got film and a preconception of what a veteran is. You know, lots of different Hollywood movies talking about different types of people. Actually, when you boil down, they're just normal people with like different types of roles. So there's that kind of misconception and challenge from an employer's side. And also it's quite a complex organization. So you've got the Army, the Navy, the RAF, lots of different ranks, lots of different roles, lots of different experiences. So it's very difficult for talent acquisition folk who are the guardians to kind of get into an organization to really understand where somebody's background lies and how it fits into their organization. So I'd say that's the challenge on the employer side. And we always look to, you know, help solve those challenges. From a candidate side, I'd say it's the resettlement process has never been great, in my opinion. And I think the challenge for me, I've always believed in an inch wide, mile deep. If you're going to give sound advice and give the best type of advice, then you need to stay quite narrow in terms of the areas that you're giving advice. So from my experience, I was getting advice on where I wanted to go alongside somebody else who wanted to go into a driving role alongside somebody else who wanted to become a warehouse manager at Gymshark, you know. So you've got quite broad advice from people who maybe haven't been within the industries that you're advising on. So twofold, Richard.
How does Redeployable try to make that positive impact on those veterans' lives?
Well, first of all, understand them as individuals. I think that's super important, and help the employers that we're engaged with to understand the community. But you've just got to, it's all about the people. It doesn't matter if we're doing this from a recruitment perspective, where we're a tech business. You know, what I've come to realize is it really doesn't matter how you're delivering this. You're helping individuals. So it's taking the time to help educate people, whether it's in person or whether it's through an AI chatbot, how they as individuals fit within a world that they don't know yet. They don't know about tech yet. They don't know about the energy sector or space or defense yet. They're trying to figure things out. So I think just giving people that the time and the resource to figure out where they fit into the world, and then deal with the connecting, the engage, and the match that they're after.
So Redeployable offers a range of services. You've got job placements, you've got training programs, you've got mentorships. How do all these services work together to create that sort of support for veterans?
Yeah, I mean, I come from an engineering background, so I'm quite process driven in the way I think about things, but I align myself with the journey of the service leaver is the way I do it. But I think, like I said earlier on, the first piece is around the education. So you really need to educate people and show them where people have been successful, bring veterans in up some up in the organizations that they're interested in to them. So we with that level of education, we've matched people with mentors. We provided training programs to help people get into sales, as an example. It's all tied into that transition process. And I think the first point is really understanding the person, because everyone's different. Some people aren't going to go down the training route. Some people want to go into financial services. Some people want to go into software. So it's really, for us, is that first piece of engagement to understand where they fit into the world before we send them to mentorship, before they send them to any sort of training, or before we match them to roles. So I'd say to your listeners, think about it like the transition. 12 when somebody signs off, they're 12 months out to get in a new role. It's a real learning journey for them at that point, and it's to help guide them down that path to get the right type of role.
So does Redeployable actually work with them on month one of that 12-month process, or do you actually start working with them on the very first month after the 12 months when they've actually left the forces?
It's really dependent on the individual. So some people come to us and they're 4 months out and they're 4 months away from looking for a new job. So they're very active in terms of the job search. Some people come to us 18 months before six months before they've even signed off of the forces. It really depends on the individual. And again, I think this is the advice we give to the individuals as well, is like people outside of the military don't, it sounds bad, but they get the mindset that they don't owe you anything. It's your career. You know, you've got to go out there, and you've got to go and find the right fit for you when you sign off. So you get some people are really proactive and really dialed into that transition early on, and some people who are not as proactive and not as dialed in. So it really depends on when they come our way is the
Okay.
reality of it.
How does Redeployable sort of collaborate with other organizations, you know, government bodies and, you know, companies, you know, larger employers and things like that?
So in terms of partnerships, we work with people like there are certain organizations within each core of the forces. So I was in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, the REME, as an example. They have a body called RAJA who support people who transition out of the REME. So we engage with them. You know, there's an amazing guy called John D at the ROES Network. They support people from military intelligence who transition out of the forces. So we collaborate with those types of organizations to put out content to support and educate candidates, and then also offer opportunity when opportunity comes up that suits that specific type of community. So we work in that way with those types of organizations. And then, like as an example, partnered with Meta as a great example. We had a big event with Meta last Thursday in their event space in London, where we brought together a lot of the employers that we're engaged with, some of them not customers, some of them just wanting to learn more about the community, and a lot of veterans who are already out there doing it either in talent acquisition or actually within organizations, you know, doing very well. So those type of engagements are all about education on both sides to make sure we've got a good mix of non-veteran employers and veterans to we had quite a lot of thought leadership and a lot of networking for those types of people as well. So a range of ways we engage.
Roughly how many veterans have you actually helped so far transition out of their forces?
Yeah, that's a good question as well. And look at it like we were talking about this figure the other day of like how many people we actually think we've engaged with in terms of that educate, engage, match. We think it's about 850 in the last 12 months that we've engaged with and helped push on to opportunity. Now I think that if like our brand is starting to develop more and more, people come to us and thank us, even if we haven't directly placed them in roles, because we give them the time to kind of figure out where they fit. So it's not set in stone 850. We were trying to look at the number of veteran meetings we've had, the number of next steps we've had. So, but for me, it's nice when we get people in the community who actually come and speak to us, even if we haven't directly placed them in a role. I think that's a testament to the team and the work they're doing.
Are there any sort of real life experiences that you could tell listeners? Because I'm assuming that some of the veterans that you help are also needing to get new homes and whatever else because they've been in barracks. Or...
So, do you know what? We don't, because we said the inch wide, mile deep piece, you know, we don't really have veterans who come to us talking about housing and those types of things. What we do is we support and partner with organizations like we're with Give Us Time at the end of this month at their event, who support veterans in terms of getting themselves and families away to spend a bit of time after the forces if they're having challenges. We work with other organizations, charities who offer that type of support. So generally, when veterans come to us, they're more talking about career, skill translation, trying to map their way into a role. But yeah, I think there's some unbelievable organizations. I know there are some unbelievable organizations out there that are doing a lot of good work in terms of housing, in terms of PTSD for veterans who are suffering there. And that's for us, that's how we support, by partnering with those organizations.
Ben, as we sort of wrap up, how can our listeners that own, manage, you know, UK small and medium-sized businesses actually engage with Redeployable and further on engage with, you know, veterans?
Yeah, so we're in the process of launching a tool called Redeployable Engage, which allows small to medium-sized businesses to actually use our platform to engage with veterans. Now, the way I see things is if you're speaking to a veteran who's looking specifically for a role, they're most likely in their last 3 months of their transition. So you've got nine months of time networking that you haven't engaged with that veteran. You've probably been engaging with other organizations at that point who are more likely to land them as an employee in the business. So we're releasing a product that allows small to medium-sized businesses to actually engage with our community for free, to start to do that networking from an employer to veteran perspective. If you go onto redeployable.io is our website, they'll be able to contact us directly and we'll be able to give them access when we launch that feature in the next few weeks.
Excellent. Ben, thank you for joining me today and good luck with Redeployable in the future. Thanks for joining us today for In Conversation. Please make sure that you like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from, to make sure that you don't miss out on the next episode. Until next time, stay curious.